Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first episode of Funny Kaler Project. I'm Mara.
I'm Thomas.
And we'll be doing three things in this episode. We were talking about who we really are, like, about our life and about our school. We were talking about our favorite songs and our favorite moments of the week. And we were talking about today, the national day, which is March 1st for us.
Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is who we are and why we're doing this podcast. So, Mara, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Mara Kaler. If you don't know me, I go to the Academy of Classical Christian Studies. And I would say, I don't really know. I'm just trying to think. Like, my favorite color is purple. I love Stranger Things and Riverdale and Veronica Mars and Gilmore Girls. I love High School Musical, the musical series. My friends, I have a lot of friends. I'm a very people person, but my best friends are Madeline Irons, Liza Keller, shout out, Katie Walden, Grayson Andrews, and Camden Jackson. Those are my best friends, and I'm a freshman in high school, so I think that's all you have to know about me.
Okay, so my name is Thomas, and I go to the same school as Mara, but I'm in middle school, and she's in high school. And I like the color purple, like Mara. And I like to play a lot of sports. I play basketball, football, and that's it for now. If you don't know me, I am a very people person. I'm very an extrovert. I have a lot of friends. There's too many to be named, unlike Mara, who has no friends.
I literally just named some. What the heck?
Yeah, but, well, fine, that's not fine. The point.
They all love me.
And I don't have a favorite friend. I think they're all equally
well,
my
do you
favorite.
Have best friends? Like, do you have a friend group?
Yeah, I have a friend group, but all my friends are in my friend group. I think they're all really good friends, and I think that everybody should have friends. And if you don't have a friend, then I'll be your friend, okay?
That's a little weird, but
make sure to keep watching.
Stick.
Keep listening. Stick.
Whatever. Question mark? What?
Stick to this podcast. Because it's going to be great. We're going to have so many episodes, and they're all going to be so great.
Okay, don't make that promise, because we made us, like, fail.
Wow. Way to be nice and
good. I feel like we should talk about more about our friends. Just name some.
Okay, so my first friend that I'm going to name, this is not in order, is Josh. And Josh, if you're listening,
what's up, Josh?
You're thick, daddy. I'm just kidding. I think that he's really cool and that he likes egg rolls. And then my second friend is Isaac. He's weird. He has a gap.
That is not the only thing he's known for, but whatever. I'm not gonna talk about it.
My second friend that I have, my third friend that I have is Mason Broom. And Mason.
Broomy.
He's 500 IQ. He is so smart. Then my second friend, my fourth friend, why do I keep saying second, is Mason Mantrek, who is
Manny.
Very athletic. Shout out to Manny. My fifth friend is, let me think, Drewy Poo. Shout out to Drew.
I like how you have nicknames for everyone, but I just like say their regular names.
Yeah, you should give nicknames to your friends. Nicknames are the best.
Can I talk about my friends now? I feel like you talked about them.
Yeah, hold on. I'm almost done. And those are my friends. If you're listening, I'm sorry. You can yell at me. Oh, and also Charlie. He's there. He doesn't really do much.
Shout out to Charlie if you're listening to this.
And that's all my friends, I guess. If I miss you, I'm sorry.
You're not.
It's not that I don't
love you.
It's just that, like, because I didn't name you. Oh, and Hollis.
Hollis. Oopsie. How did you forget Hollis?
Hollis is there.
For me, I'm just going to talk about the people I just named, because I feel like I miss some people, and I'm sorry again, like, what Thomas said. Like, it's not that I don't love you. It's just, like, yeah, I haven't known you that long. So I'm going to talk about Liza, because I know she's listening to this, so... What's up? Me and Liza have been best friends for, like, a long time. I feel like we have, like, a lot of weird inside jokes that if I name them right now, everyone will just judge us. So I won't. I don't really know. Like, Liza is one of my best friends in the whole world, and I'm so grateful to have her friendship. And she is so funny and so cool, and
she's the best. We don't have all day here. Santa's coming.
Santa,
Christmas, whatever.
Santa's around.
We don't have all
year. Maddie is the best. Controversy. Bro. She's so funny, and last Christmas, you know. And Kevin and Edgar, you know what I'm talking about. Grayson is so cool. We love talking about Baby Yoda and Grack. Which I know she's probably, like, gonna hate me for saying that. Katie's the best, too. She's just, like, so funny and just so nice to everyone she meets. I feel like she's the type of person to just walk up to someone and be like, what's good? Let's just be friends. And Camden, I've known Camden for, like, almost 13 years, so, like, don't really have to say a lot for that.
Camden, if you're listening, just know that we didn't copy this off of your podcast. We've had this idea for, like, a year, maybe, and that you did it and that we wanted to start because, bro, we should, like, meet up and do a podcast together.
Like collab.
A collab. Bro, that'd be so fire.
Also,
so.
Three words for Camden that all three of us understand. Big Tasty Daddy. We're watching this.
Tasty Daddy. Bro.
Everyone else is like, the frick you talking about?
Big Tasty Daddy. If you don't know who Big Tasty Daddy is,
you are less than us.
Play Toca Boca Builders, bro. It is the best
game. At Chili's?
It'll change your life.
Literally change your life.
Okay, moving on to our first segment that is not who we are. And we're going to be doing this every podcast episode. Mm-hmm. And
you know what?
The category called favorites. This is where we talk about our favorite song, our favorite
whatever
color,
whatever we feel like it.
Favorite whatever. It could be what's your favorite job that you want to be when you grow up. That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't make sense. But it's fine. We're not going to talk about it.
Okay, so the first favorite ever in the history of
ever
is what is your favorite song
at the moment?
At the moment. Okay.
I have, like, wait, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 because I'm just that type of person that is, like, I'm just not decisive. Or, I don't make decisions, so I had to choose all 3 of these. So, the first one is a really popular song. It's called Hot Girl Bummer by Black Bear. It is not for the children, but it's so good. Me and Liza will just randomly sing it during Omnibus. Anyway, that's not the point. And then the next one is Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince by Taylor Swift. This is such a good song. It's very underrated. It's from her new Lover album. I have loved Taylor Swift for, like, the longest time.
So. If you don't like Taylor Swift, I'm praying for you.
Yeah, like, really.
How do you not like Taylor Swift?
She, like, makes good music and, like...
Good person. Love all the people. Okay?
Exactly.
Love her. Love everybody. Period.
Period. And then That Way by Tate McRae. Tate McRae is such an underrated singer. Just go listen to her music. Her voice is beautiful, but I love That Way right now. I also love, Hung Up On You. That's a great song. I love Adore You by Harry Styles. That one gets me dancing. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, just let me adore you. That's a great song. And the last one is Falling by Trevor Daniel. If you haven't heard that song,
good song.
Go check it out. That's just so relatable, and that hits hard, you know? It hits hard.
That didn't sound right.
Okay. I just really like that song. So.
Okay, sorry. So it is my turn. Mara's and I's genres of music are...
Really different.
Very different.
Mine are, like, love songs, and his are, like, emo rap songs, and I'm like, what?
First song is a song that is not very popular. It's a song called Anymore by John Wolf. And it is underrated. Mara likes it.
I do like it.
Surprisingly. It's very underrated. It's really good. I suggest you go listen to it right now. It's very touching and has a very good beat to it. It's great.
It's bop.
My second favorite song is Emotions. It's called Emotions by Ian Dior. And this artist, I think, is going to blow up in the next year. He is so talented, and he is so underrated, and that you should go listen to him right now. My third favorite song and my last favorite song is a song called Valentino by 24K Golden. It is really good, a bop. Go listen to it right now. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. Praying for you. It's a great song, not for the kiddies. And that's my favorite song. Songs. Plural. Okay, so our next favorite is our favorite moment of the week.
God.
This is a thinker, okay? I think we're going to have two favorites of every
week.
Wait,
what did we do on Friday night?
Bro, we went to... What do we do on Friday night?
Frig. I'm trying to think. Sorry.
This is awkward.
This is really... Oh, I know. I have two favorites of the week. The first one is Friday night. We went to Johnny's.
Oh, bro, yeah.
After the game, we went with Ella and Isaac and Hollis. That was so fun. Literally, we just... What did we even talk about? We talked about the most random stuff.
We played, like...
Truth or... Should we tell them?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I got ready to do some truth or dare. And so I was like, Isaac, truth or dare? And he was like, dare. And I'm like, okay. So I was, like, surveying the like, restaurant. Like, finding someone that he could, like, talk to. And so I gave up a suggestion and he didn't like it. So I was like, okay, go up to this guy who's freaking... Probably 60 or something.
Wait, to assume someone's age. Jeez.
He had gray hair. Okay, anyway, white hair, whatever.
We're so mean.
And I go up to that guy and ask, do you like hot dogs? And so he went up to the guy and Isaac was like, do you like hot dogs? And then the guy like looked the other way and like wouldn't respond. And so he just awkwardly like went back.
Mm-hmm.
And another favorite of the week is I saw Harley Quinn. It was really, really freaking good. Y'all should go watch it. I just want to say that it has a lot of F-bombs in it, so you're like sensitive to language or whatever. Don't watch it, but I'm not, and it was so good. I'd really recommend it. You know, one time we should just talk about movies we've seen. Bro. Or like our favorite movies.
That should be a next segment for next time.
I'm down
so
for that.
So make sure to stick with this podcast. Yes, stick. That's a thing now.
That's our new thing.
That's our new thing is stick. Stick. And
remember that,
bro. Our next segment. Excuse me. is movies. Movie time.
Movie
night.
Okay.
Easy. Okay. So my favorite moment of the week was I had a dance this weekend. Okay. This was really fun. This wasn't just your regular middle school dance where everybody just sits by the wall.
It's just like boys to girls, like boys on one side, girls on the other.
This was really fun. For this year, it was the genre of 1920s to 2020. So you can dress up as any decade as you want. And you could be like 50s, 40s. 2020s.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah,
that's the point. And so my friends, we decided to do 1970s because we're in 7th grade. And we did that.
Oh, that's why you chose it? Because you're in 7th grade?
Yes.
Wow, and, really random.
Okay, here's the thing. Maybe three of my other friends did 70s. All the other people did 60s. Like...
Bruh, you doo-doo.
You're not doo-doo, but like... There's a peace sign.
My question is...
That's 60s. But, like, disco, you know, wearing those bell bottoms and those afros, gold chains, 70s.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Isaac and Josh if you're listening to this.
You committed.
Way to stick with the theme. We were the best dressed there. We had the most fun.
Yeah.
Even though we almost cried when we heard it went to 11, because it was really hot in that gym, and it was awful. And...
But I have a question. Did any tea go down?
No, there wasn't.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Like bro. There was, like, maybe one, like, opposite gender dance go on, and that was from South, so.
Oh, tea. Are you going to shout them out?
I don't know who they were. Oh. But if you're listening to this, which you're probably not, you probably don't know us. But shout out to you, my guy. You know who you are.
Oh, T, you went for that. Well,
and that same kid, he did backflip.
Bro, that was his night. He got to be with this girl and then be a backflip.
Yeah, okay. So that was my favorite moment. The dance was so fun. If you were there, make sure to just tell me throughout the week. Bro, that dance was so fun.
Yeah.
Wish
I went. But, you know, I can't.
You're not in middle school. Why would you go?
Bro, chill. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Take a shot every single time and say
so,
bro.
So, our second and final segment.
Third. You can't count.
Well, we're not counting, were we? is National Day. So for every day that we make a podcast on, we're going to make
every day we record.
Whatever. We're going to make a National Day. And this National Day will be like what National Day it is for that day. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that.
Okay, so for the first day, we're recording this on March 1st. Yeah. And if you're not listening to this on March 1st, then...
It's fine.
For the March 1st, 2020 year, mm-hmm. The first one is, it's National Pig Day!
Bro, give pigs!
Bro, I love pigs so much. Like, their bacon is so tasty. I love pigs.
I thought you were going to talk about how cute they were, but you're like...
They're not cute.
Bacon. Well, some of them are like that one pig in, like, Charlotte's freaking web or whatever.
Okay, I guess.
Whatever. It's also someone's very important birthday that we have to talk about. Before we do this,
talk a little more about pigs.
I don't want to talk about pigs. They literally just roll in mud the whole day, and
that's,
I'm like...
That's hasty generalization. You're saying that all pigs lay in mud.
No, oh my gosh. Not sponsored by Mr. Spears or anything. Oh, but.
Okay. Make sure to look up a pig right now and then tell him I love you. Him or her that I love you. Because pigs are adorable.
Don't do that. You don't have to do that.
They bring joy to our lives and they're just cool. They're there to be fat and have fun, okay?
And make some smack bacon.
Pigs are tasty and yummy and joyful.
Okay, let's stop talking about this. Someone very important's birthday is today. I feel like we have to talk about this person. Because everyone knows him.
Yeah. And it's his birthday. I think he's like 26, maybe?
Probably even more than that. But he's very yummy. We gotta say that. Mr. Justin Bieber.
Whether you like him or not, it's his birthday. Give it up for him.
I don't really know how I feel about him. He is
a great person. If you like him. If you don't, then he's not a great person. I'm not going to say how I like him. Mara's not going to say how he likes him.
I want to talk about how I don't like him or not. I feel like the baby fit... Baby is a bop, okay? Let's just be really...
Yeah, like, if you don't like baby, then why don't you like music? Because baby is such a bop. It's on my Spotify playlist.
But I think Justin Bieber, like, he has his good days. He has his bad days. And I think I'm just neutral. Like, some days I hate him. Some days I'm like... You are a legend.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's just me, you know.
I think that's it for National Day, and I think that's it for our podcast.
Thank you so much for going through this with us and freaking listening to this whole thing.
Just in case this was rough, it's our first podcast ever. Cut us some slack. It was fun for us. Hopefully it was fun for you. We will try to record every day that we can, and that we will try to get out as much as possible to you guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Peace in the Camp. Make sure to go listen to their podcast, because it is, it's good. We're not going to say anything, but
it's good.
I'm just saying they need to make some improvements. There's always room for improvement, even for our podcast.
Yeah, even
for your life. Always do the best that you can. Share this with your friends, family, and yeah. So that was our first episode of the Funny Kaler Podcast.
Project. Okay. Anyway, we love you guys, whoever you may be, even if you live in freaking New Mexico. We love you. And
signing off, it's Mara.
And Thomas.
And this is the Funny Kaler Project.
Bye.